sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. You've got a blank screen on your...
You cracked first then.
Oh, what?
We were doing a stare-off. I was like daring you to talk first. You did. You professional.
I fear nothing. I don't fear this microphone.
We are back again.
We're both back.
You and John did a mighty show last week.
But I agree with you.
Going to blow it out of the water today. Yeah. Let's do that. Yes, it's a big week for albums, horrors, Japanese breakfast.
Bigger than last week, I would say.
Yeah,
YHWA
Nail Gun.
Yes.
They have an album out. Green Ten Pang.
Green Tea Peng.
Green Tea Peng. There is a couple more as well. Jeffrey Lewis.
Oh, was that album? I missed that completely. Have
you missed that?
I hope we'll you've got something from that.
We'll get something from
I've got a couple of albums by new artists.
Okay.
The Taxpayers and Exploding Flowers.
Let's do. All right. Mm. What are we going to start with? It's going to have to be after there. Because
we started with Alan Sparhawk.
We did start with Alan Sparhawk, yes.
And Quickfire announced a second solo album. Well, second solo album is teamed up with Trampled by Turtles for this album. It is coming out later.
Just take a moment to
year.
Commend that name, Trampled by
Trampled
Turtles.
Trampled by Turtles, yeah.
They should go on tour with Pulled Apart by Horses.
They ought to. It's coming out on Sub Pop on May the 30th. It's Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles is the name of the album, and that was the single... Stranger.
Okay.
Which has the good advice to clean your dashboard cup holder in it.
We haven't got one
More
here.
Songs should do that. No, we haven't. Mm. We're not in a car, are we? That's
no. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
We're not driving.
We're not driving anywhere.
I'm not sure I've got full control over this yet, so I'm going to say Das Coolies, because I didn't get to that one.
And are now you going to say Das Coolies?
You've got to play it.
It's quite a short track.
Oh, is it going to be in your Trouble 7?
No.
Oh, well,
it's one of the options, but no, I have plenty.
Let's do it then.
I have quite a few sub-2-minute ones. I don't know anything about it, though. Have they got a new album coming soon?
I don't know. We can find out.
We're well prepared this week, aren't we? It's called White Star, and we'll follow it with a track from last week's Album of the Week from Etienne de Crécy.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
We synchronize. Every move is televised, idolized. Learned with us and magnetized. We synchronize. Every move is televised, idolized. Learned with us and magnetized. We synchronize. With us and magnetized, we synchronize. Every move.
Tien de Cressy, and last week's album of the week, Warm Up, and that track, it was called Karma, and featured Olivia Merilati.
From the Dough?
From the Dough.
That is a funky piece of work, that whole album.
It is.
It was a fine selection last week. That's Coolies before. We were asking ourselves out loud, is there going to be an album?
We did.
Doesn't look like there is. It's a standalone single at the moment, ahead of a... No, that's a complete lie. No, I was looking at something else. They've got a new album called Pando coming out on May the 9th. So that is another taste from it. So, yes, that implies there's been previous ones.
We must have missed them.
We usually get in the Dask all these ones.
We do.
You normally do. They're playing at Focus Wales on May the 10th, and they're preceding that date with a mini tour around the UK in Newport, Nottingham, London and Manchester. Rescue Rooms on the 6th of May for Nottingham, and then, yes, the Pink Room in Manchester two nights later.
I'll add Nottingham to the list. And that was called White Star.
White Star, yes. We're going to go to this week's album of the week now, and it is the sixth record by The Horrors. Nightlife arrives 8 years after their previous fifth album, and has been preceded by multiple singles. I think over half of the album has been released already in single form. But it's just such a strong piece of work that it is going to get the album of the week treatment today on The Breakdown. Two tracks coming from Nightlife this afternoon. And I'm going to start with the one that finishes the album off, called LA Runway. I'm going to do that one first, just because that's the way I'm rolling today. It's a good 5 minutes, Steve. So first taste of the horrors this week. That's LA Runway, the final track on the sixth album, Nightlife, which was out yesterday. They're touring it with a host of gigs next week. The one, Brighton, Bristol, Liverpool, Manchester, and then Leeds on the 27th. That's part of like the album and gig package, isn't it? You should go to it.
It is. I don't have to buy the album to go, do I? Either. I can just get a ticket for the gig.
I think so. But I think it was only,
against buying it.
It was only £3 more for the album.
Oh, was it?
So I got
that's a bargain for an album.
I got the album with it. They're also playing at Dot to Dot Festival in Bristol and Nottingham at the end of May.
They are.
Mm. We are going to do two tracks now from other albums which were out yesterday. The second of these will be by Green Tea Peng.
Oh, will it?
Yes, it will.
You've decided you're going second.
I thought, I just assumed we would be. I assumed that's what would happen. So that's what's happening. Shall I do Green Tea Peng first then?
It doesn't really matter.
Go on. You do yours then.
Well, it's the first new artist of the show.
Oh, yes.
So it needs a bigger introduction, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The Taxpayers. They are a long-running, experimental, genre-bending DIY punk band who started in Portland, Oregon in 2007. But this is their first play on The Breakdown. This album was recommended by OJ from Tracksuit Managers, who made our intro to the show.
Okay.
Recommended a few things this week, actually. So the album is called Circle Breaker, came out yesterday. And this is a single that came out during the week, I Am 1000, it's called. Green Tea Peng after this. What's it called?
It's going to be called What You Mean.
What You Mean?
What You Mean?
This is what I mean.
Hello. this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
To me, you gotta let me know what I am doing, where I am going wrong. Stop licking us, tell me to my face, here for it now. So show me what you made of. 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 You think I care about your opinions? I think they valid. But they can't do me harm. I'll take it on. Your criticism, then dust it off. Yeah, once I feel I'm wrong. So show me what you made of. What you mean, what you mean? Say what you mean to me. What you mean, what you mean? Say what you mean to me. Good thoughts and it shows, by the bits they grow. Jealousy no more, that must have been controlled. Green eyes and they bold, coming from my bowl. Grip, grip, it holds, the certain chests it grows. We drip, drip, yeah, we pouring, the must have been ignoring. We sleeping, yeah, we snoring, it's knocking, it's important. Let the rhythm reach your thumb and see, yeah, yeah. So show me what you made of. 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 You think I care about your opinions? I think they valid, but they can't do me harm. I'll take it on. Your criticism, then dust it off. Yeah, once I feel at home. So show me what you made of. What you mean, what you mean? Say what you mean to me. What you mean, what you mean? Say what you mean to me. What you mean, what you mean? Say what you mean to me. What you mean, what you mean? Say what you mean to me.
Yes, that was very good. Green Tea Peng.
Well done, well done.
A South Londoner, whose second album came out yesterday. It's called Tell Them It's Sunny, and that from it was called What You Mean. And it's a very, very good album. Not much we could play on the radio, but I was very happy when that song, which was one of only three that we could play, turned out to be such a banger. So
good. All's well, ends well.
All well, ends well. And that double did end well, but it started...
Did.
Pretty good as well.
It did. Start with The Taxpayers. First playing The Breakdown for The Taxpayers from their album that came out yesterday. It was a track called I Am 1000.
Nice.
Nice.
It's going to be a treble seven from me coming up after this.
There is.
From you.
Yes.
What have you got?
LT Leaf, Canadian slow felt swamp rock singer, now based in Scotland. They are releasing an album of, was it an EP? It's rarities anyway. Reflected is an album. Collection of bonus tracks and rarities coming out on April the 4th. And they are also touring and playing in Sheffield on Thursday, April the 10th at Gut Level on Chapel Walk, which I have not been to yet. This single came out this week. It's called Own Blood.
One step backwards to the sea, held by frozen brackish breeze, tugging on your fancy moist sand. Sure sleeves. Well, I don't care what you say, miss. You don't know the wetness of my way. Yeah. for the early morning. This knowledge of my own shame, it is how it is. Yeah, it comes in the night or the heady morning, cuts all of my exposed surfaces. It is not your body, it is my own blood. It is not your body. It is not your body, it is my own blood. It is not your body. It is not your body, it is not proximity. It is not your body. It is my own blood.
Own Blood from LT Leaf. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Just found that this is going to be a new artist, Trouble 7.
That's exciting.
I thought Big Break would surely have been played before in Sheffield, being Sheffield.
I mean, we should have played them before.
Being Sheffield heroes that they are, but turns out we have not. So, their new single, The Goon, which came out just 2 days ago with a video directed by band member Joseph Armstrong, is going to start us off. And we're going to again go into something that was sent to me this morning by a friend of the show, Lee. How are we saying that? Bashed? Bashed, I think.
I can't read from that distance. Well, how do you spell it?
B-A-S-H-T period.
Yeah, Bashed. Bashed.
Yeah, something from Bashed, and then we're going to finish off with Jaw Dropped, a track called Fantasy. So, get on to this first, and I should have lined this up very well.
Infantile. I suspected another's in place as a taste for the finer things in life. Well, he cut out a heart to tattoo his name, a romantic gesture of erotic display. So they say he's a monster. Well, his name is Vain, 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 Vain. And he cable ties her memories to fit the mold she believes, so they called him a monster. It's a work of art, a masterpiece of narcissistic self-belief, so they called him a monster. His name is
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Indeed, it was a treble seven of three new artists, clocking in at around 6 minutes and 50 seconds. That was Jaw Dropped, who are a Los Angeles power rock band, who are about to release their first EP in April. The EP is called Just Fantasy, and that track is called... That is just called Fantasy, that track.
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm with you. I'm following you.
EP, Just Fantasy, that track, Fantasy. Yes, that makes sense. And before... It was an artist I didn't know about until a couple of hours before the show. In fact, it says there, 3 hours before the show, when Lee sent it through to me, sent a couple of tracks through. Don't know if we'll get to the other one, but Bashed are a...
He doesn't listen anyway. So
Irish punk band who are a duo in studio, but a four-piece on the street. So a duo in the sheets, four-piece on the streets. Is that what I'm saying?
That works, that's, yeah.
Yeah. And that is from an EP as well called Bitter and Twisted, which is... produced by Richard McNamara of Embrace.
Oh, he gets a bad bit, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is that the same fellow who's in Eva?
It is. I think. Yeah, it's not Danny, is it?
It's not Danny. Richard, yeah.
Eva, who are playing in Sheffield on Tuesday. And we started off with something from Big Break, the track. It's gone off the screen now. Goon. Okay, over to you.
Yeah, not as big a track as I'd normally like to follow your 777 with. It's only 4 minutes and 6 seconds, which is one I should have got to last week, because I actually said we were going to play it during the show. We didn't. Didn't get it in. Cloth are Scottish twins Rachel and Paul Swinton, releasing a new album, Pink Silence.
Yeah. I heard this last week, and it's I really liked it. This
one. Yes. Album's coming out, I think, next month. April is next month, isn't it? It is. This single is Stuck.
Follow my system. Should have been up an hour ago. I'm moving around. Baking some bread or looking up ways to kill a Saturday. Get on.
That's Stuck from Cloth, and the album Pink Silence is coming out on the 25th of April.
And that was from last week, wasn't it?
It was from last week.
Do you have anything else from last week, Steve?
I have plenty. But I'm definitely going to be playing something right now from an album that came out last week by Keg. Played them quite a few times from the previous album. I don't think we've played anything from this album in the run-up to the release of this album.
I don't think so, no.
No, out on Alco Pop Records. Hang on a minute. I just read debut album there. It is. It was the debut album.
Oh.
Must have been an EP they released before. Hmm. Fun's Over. Fun's Over came out last week by Alco Pop Records. And this song, On It, Grab Me, is very good. It's called St. Michael. And you're going to follow it.
I'm going to go with something from the Men I Trust album, Equus Asinius. I'm going to play a track, Bethlehem, from that.
And that one came out this week.
That was
you're
this
you're up to date. I'm living in the past.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Bethlehem from Men I Trust. I'm just checking. Have they put out two albums yesterday? Equus Asinus is the one that Bethlehem was from. And that just seems to be the only one out. I think they've got another one coming very soon, though. So a double album year for them. No, can't see the other one yet. But it is a very, very, very good album. And before it was...
A Keg. Track from the long-awaited debut album by Keg. Keg. Yes. Fun's Over is the album, and that was called St. Michael.
That was great. Okay, we're going to get three more into this hour. Should we do yours first of those two?
Yeah, but I've just been trying to Google the Pill problem, and I'm just getting problems with taking pills. But the band are called The Pill, and the song is called Problem. And I think it is from... an album. The Pill are definitely from the Isle of Wight, aren't they? We played them on the show recently. This is 1 minute 52, so we'll get this in, and then yours is...
Chloe Foy, Chloe. New single called Blinkers.
Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I exist the day time over, one time smoker failing you. Every time I wake, I wonder how it came to be.
On you, I can control it.
the blinkers on you. Light in dark places, light in the ages old.
Chloe Foy there. That's the third track to be taken from her forthcoming album, which is released on June the 6th. The album is called Complete Fool. And before, you heard something from The Pill, who have found proving difficult to find information about.
They're from the Isle of Wight, and it's a new single from them.
That'll do.
What was it called?
Okay, we're over 2 minutes 27 now.
Oh, go on. This war then. Wisp. Wisp will fit us in. Released their EP in April last year, and now they're back with a single called Sword. And it will take us beyond 4 o'clock. But it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
We could have talked over this bit.
We are.
We are now.